The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and learn how you can support this and other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
This is David X. Cohen, ex-executive producer of Futurama, and you are listening to The Nerdy Show.
Welcome to Nerdy Show, a weekly podcast dedicated to every facet of nerddom, from comics and video games to science and technology. If it's geeky, we've got it covered. Hi, I'm Cap.
I'm Trench, your Nerdy Show community manager.
And this is a Nerdy Show community update. Yeah, it's not a regular episode, so if this is your first episode of Nerdy Show, well, we're certainly going to have some laughs, but...
Yeah, do yourself a favor, go listen to Dungeons Doritos or Ghostbusters Resurrection.
Yeah, this is a very utilitarian podcast because we have a lot of cool events coming up this week and we want to make sure everybody knows about them and gets all the new details. If it's your first thing, great. Keep listening. We're going to have a good time. We'll tell you about some cool things you can join in on. But if you'd like to hear a podcast, you want to hear some talk or some role playing or some music, go to nerdyshow.com, the front page, check out any of those programs that we got down there. Pick your poison. You'll have a good time. I promise you.
You want anime? We got that. You want music? We got that. We have everything covered.
If it's geeky, we've got it covered. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We don't just say that. We mean it.
We do. We really mean that. All right. So here's what we're going to be talking about. The two events that we've got going on this week, these live events, some other cool stuff that's going on, and the debut of a brand new podcast on the Nerdy Show Network. So first up, this Wednesday, September 24th, 7 p.m. Eastern, the D&D Q&A. That is a call-in show for Dungeons & Doritos, our epic tabletop role-playing podcast. We're going to have myself, I'm on the show, Colin, who edits the show and is also a character on the show, Rule, our game master, and for the first time ever, Ryan McQuinn, the guy who composes the score for D&D, as well as...
Yeah, I was about to say, you're almost forgetting our special guest.
Yeah, just found out we're going to have Kyle, a.k.a. Dean the Mighty.
War Machine. War Machine.
Yeah. He's got one third of War Machine is going to be here. And so if you got any behind-the-scenes questions about how one makes a role-playing podcast or how badly we've screwed over our game master with our antics or what goes into creating the score for D&D or asking character questions like, what kind of underwear does Barty wear? Or... Dean, how big are your muscles? Really? I mean, he'll tell you all about how stacked he is in a funny and interesting way. And with Jamela, well, the Jamela puppet that you guys are devoted listeners so generously funded, she's going to be here live in the studio and she's going to answer all your questions. And I don't just mean like, what's your favorite food, Jamela? Or what happened that one time in that one place in that one episode? Jamela wants to know what kind of questions you have about, life and love, dating tips and such. She's thinking about starting up like a video series or something where you guys, ask her random questions and she answers them. It's kind of like
Dear Abby or something like that.
Or maybe a bit more like Savage Love.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but basically that. How will you ask these questions? Good question, guy who asked a question. Great question, in fact. On the day of this event, there'll be a post on Nerdy Show. Look for it up in the thing that says More from the Network or on any of our social streams. There'll be a link to a Google Hangout page. That's where you'll watch the show. And if you want to call in, then all you got to do is hop on Skype. Our Skype name is nerdy.show and our Skype number, well, I won't read that aloud. That's going to be on the page in several different places. So if you don't have a Skype account and you just want to call in on your phone, you totally can. 7 p.m. Eastern. But if you can't make it Wednesday night, no problemo. Ask us a question on the forum and we will answer it. Or as many questions as you like, in fact. And the D&D Q&A, it's going to be up on YouTube soon afterwards.
And if you want to record your question, you can send a high quality audio file to info@nerdyshow.com with the D&D Q&A in the subject line. And make sure you do that before Tuesday, this Tuesday, tomorrow.
The 24th. Yeah, not a lot of time, but if you aren't going to be able to make it, but you want your voice heard, that's what you got to do. Next up, on Saturday, is the Micro Soda Palooza. That's Saturday the 27th,
At 3 p.m.
Yeah, it's going to be going down at 3 p.m. Eastern. And what the Microsodapalooza is, well, Microsodes are where you guys give us topics to talk about for 15 minutes. And over the years, we've got a substantial backlog of unrecorded Microsodes. So this is the first of maybe additional Microsodapaloozas where we're going to be nuking that backlog and creating a bunch of awesome, nerdy discussions about a really, really wide variety of things. So now we can finally tell you when exactly the Microsodapalooza is and also what we're going to be talking about. It's going to be starting, like we said, at 3 p.m. Eastern on Saturday the 27th. And if everything goes according to plan, it'll probably run till about like 9:30 at night. So you got a wide swath to tune in on. Just like the D&D Q&A, there's going to be a post on the Nerdy Show front page. Keep an eye out for it. You'll be able to view our entire day-long session like a fly on the wall, listening to us flub our lines and have side conversations as we scramble to get all these done in a very timely manner.
Raw and unedited.
Yeah, raw and unedited. And then in the future, edited into luxurious microsodes. Here's what's going down. We're going to be talking about cybernetics, cyberpunk, why robots? I mean, why robots? Evil AI, Bill Nye the Science Guy, the internet. How does it work? Scientific skepticism, FX's favorite super sleuth Archer, movies that perfectly pair CGI and practical effects, the best not holiday movies like movies that take place during the holidays but are not actually what you would call a Christmas film or a Kwanzaa film, but I don't know of any of those. If you do know of any of those, now's your chance to tell us about it before we have the conversation. I would like to know. Fan games, both video and board games created by fans and their games. That stuff. Yeah. Fallout, the entire Fallout franchise. Breaking games, like not physically destroying them necessarily, though certainly circuit bending might factor in. But
more like exploiting loopholes or taking advantage of of rules and or glitches or hacks, whatever, that kind of thing.
Taking advantage of rule. They're taking advantage of glitch. You just named two hosts, who one who would like to be taken advantage of and one who definitely wouldn't. Video games as an art form, projects that never came to pass, like from pop culture, like Jodorowsky's Dune, the Dune film that almost got made with like Salvador Dali involved, DC animated universe, non-mainstream comics, writing duos like two authors who team up together, best and worst nerdy jokes, which will be very painful. Reboot, the CGI animated series, arcade games, and finally, fighting games. That's the schedule from start to finish. Hope you can join us Saturday, September 27th, from 3 p.m. Eastern to 9:30-ish Eastern. Fingers crossed.
All your favorite personalities will be there. That's why I'm groaning about nerdy jokes, because I know Tony's going to be there.
Yeah. It's not just, a cast of Nerdy Show people. It's a rotating cast, constantly, all day long, different hosts in and out of the studio, cycling through the whole time. It's going to be quite the to-do. Next up, we got a cool thing coming out. If you're a listener of the show, long-term listener of the show, you're probably aware of the project we've been working on the past year to create the necessary tools that you would need to play the original 1980s Ghostbusters role-playing system that we have improved upon for our show, Ghostbusters Resurrection. I've been saying this a while, but we really mean it this time. Very soon, very, very soon, you're going to be able to get in on that. If you go to nerdyshow.com/GBRPG or GBRPG.com, that'll take you to our Ghostbusters role-playing hub, where in the very near future, we'll not only have all the information you need for how to update the original rules, but also you'll be able to get your hands on a brand new 50-card deck, completely redesigned and updated Ghostbusters equipment cards.
Those turned out really nice. Mtasm did a great job on the art for those.
Yeah, we have them in hand. They look perfect. We had a lot of developmental issues that are all chronicled on various Nerdy Show forum threads, but we've got them in hand. They look great. We also have our laser-etched ghost dies, and you'll be able to get those as well as
those slime green D6s. Yeah. Those are some slick-looking bad boys.
Well, we have what we're offering, which is called the Franchise Kit. It's literally everything you need to play. So it's a ghost die, the card set. It's also enough slime green D6s to play the game, personnel cards, which are our brand new designed character cards, all stamped with a stamp we made ourselves, a Ghostbusters certified ghost stamp, as well as a certificate congratulating you on opening up your own Ghostbusters franchise. So all that stuff is going to be available very, very, very soon. The merch is in hand. All we have to do is work out our back end, get all that structured so you guys can pick up these items safely and soundly, have smooth transactions. So yes, very soon. So here is the announcement for a new show on the Nerdy Show Network, Friday Night Fan Fiction. It's a show where folks gather around and they read the absolute worst fan fiction of all time. From the deepest,
yeah, darkest, strangest corners and holes of the internet.
It's poorly written, it's sexually explicit, and they read it aloud. And if they flub it, they got a drink. So it is a drunken and debaucherous time with some really filthy fanfics.
The worst of the worst.
Old-time Nerdy Show listeners will actually be already very familiar with this crew. They come from Overclocked After Dark. Overclocked After Dark, a.k.a. OCAD, is a podcast that goes way back with Nerdy Show. Back when we started, before we were a network of podcasts, when it was just Nerdy Show the show, they were our sister podcast, so to speak. We'd guest on each other's shows all the time. And they've kind of made a name for themselves with these debaucherous, drunken fanfic readings. So now OCAD is ending, and Friday Night Fanfiction is rising from the ashes and debuting on Nerdy Show. And that's happening Friday, October 10th. The inaugural episode of Friday Night Fanfiction debuts. However, Friday Night Fanfiction is an interactive podcast. That means that you can actually join them on Skype and read your own section of these horrible fanfics and drink along with them. It releases on Friday, but it records every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern. So the first recording of Friday Night Fanfiction will be Monday, October 6th. And also coming soon, but like very soon, as in like this week, is a little taste of what you can expect, because the Night Horse crew have assembled their favorite readings from OCAD and compiled them into Friday Night Fanfiction Season 0. And all that is going to be available this week. Stay tuned at nerdyshow.com. Follow us on all the social feeds. You'll get the information, and you'll have 10 episodes of perverse, drunken fanfic reading.
More bad fanfiction than you ever wanted.
Or never knew you wanted.
Exactly. Or that. As the case may be.
The Nerdy Show Network is listener supported. We got a lot of crazy stuff happening this week. We need your succulent funds. We need at least $300 a month. That's bare minimum cost to support like Nerdy FM, the Minecraft server, hosting all the podcasts and the website and improvements and redesigns and all that stuff. All it takes is $300 bare minimum. Of course, if we get more than that, that means that we actually can grow. That's important. And right now, we got about a week left, and actually, we're not even a third of the way through. So in 1 week's time, we got to make about $200. I know you guys can do it. You're always good in a pinch, but that's where we are right now. And of course, if you donate, we give you hours and hours and hours worth.
So much bonus content.
Of bonus content, canonical episodes of D&D, tons of outtakes, exclusive images, all kinds of cool stuff. So even a dollar gets you the motherload, and it updates every single month. In fact, in the last week, some awesome people were kind enough to send some money our way, and I get to give shout-outs to all of them. Mauron said, "Let's see if we can lure in some microsode donors by getting closer to the 100 mark, because you earn a microsode at every consecutive $100 mark." And he pushed us a little way closer, to the point that eventually, Kurt Fortenberry, I believe a first-time donor, he scored his first microsode, and he wants us to talk about our top 10 geek rock and nerdcore artists. So that's going to be happening sometime in the near future, maybe in the next microsode palooza. Bradley Snow said, "Hey Nerdy Show, I'm a longtime listener, first time supporter, looking forward to the release of the Ghostbusters RPG kit, as me and my friends are thinking of starting up a West Coast branch." That is super cool, man, and hope you guys pick up the franchise kit, because it will have everything you need. Garrier wrote in and said, Hex will probably hate me for this, but what is the origin of Aunt Nancy?
I don't even know that, actually, because that particular inside joke is from before I even started listening.
Garrier, that's a loaded question. I'm almost a little hesitant to answer it here without you know, say, Colin or Hex, someone either who can help me be obnoxious or who will react to the horrible things I'm about to say. But Matt, since you're unfamiliar with how it started, here's how it goes. Listeners of Nerdy Show may be familiar with a running gag where we talk about Hex's Aunt Nancy. That's because in season two, sometime about midway through that 20-episode season back in like 2010, I want to say.
Sounds about right.
We were just recording a regular episode, and Hex is telling this story, and he mentions Aunt Nancy. But he does it in a really weird way. He kind of talks like he's name-dropping her. It was like, "So I was out with my Aunt Nancy, and we did this. And we were
like,
just
it was
like,
the biggest deal ever.
Yeah. And we were okay. just like, what the heck, man? So then we decided, you know, like, oh yeah, Aunt Nancy's a big deal. She's been a big deal to all of us in a lot of ways. And obviously, Hex didn't take too kindly to that. So in this great tradition of teasing someone, we kept up with it. And to this day, you know, we all like to reflect on the times we've had with Aunt Nancy and the things that she's taught us, the ways that we've grown as people and as lovers. So it's a toast to you, Aunt Nancy. We're thinking of you. And Gary, don't be bashful. Feel free to bring up Aunt Nancy whenever you please. It never gets old for me. It definitely has gotten old for Hex, but it never gets old for me. And finally, Kevin Wise wrote in and said, this is the first of my new buck a week donation strategy. I'll also give more when I can. Well, thank you, Kevin. I look forward to your buck a week.
Speaking of, though, I believe it was Garrier has brought up Patreon and, you know, other people who have been interested in doing a recurring subscription-based kind of thing.
Because many people have been kind enough to send us recurring payments, but they got to think about it.
Yeah. So Cap and I have both looked at Patreon, and now it's just we're at the point where we need to sit down and come up with a plan so that we don't mess up anything or cause conflicts with our already existing donation system.
Yeah, you know, we've cobbled together our current system, and so we just got to make sure that when we implement Patreon, it makes sense and it doesn't break anything and no one, you know, misses out on donation perks or whatever else. Basically, we're saying we're totally doing it as soon as we can.
Yeah.
And we got to fix a couple things first. But yeah, Patreon's totally happening. And thanks, Kevin, and everyone else who donated. You guys are amazing. You keep us alive. If you want to donate, all you got to do is go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in or follow the link on our front page. And if you can't afford to just outright throw money at us, even though that is the most awesome thing you could possibly do, you also probably buy stuff at Amazon. And if you buy anything at Amazon and go through our links to get you to Amazon, then we get a percentage of it. It's that easy. It doesn't cost you anything. It's just you buy stuff on Amazon, click through our links to do it. You give back to the entire network. It's great. Super easy. Follow the link on the front page or go to nerdyshow.com/Amazon. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Subscribe to us on iTunes or SoundCloud. Don't be bashful about using the feature on SoundCloud to comment at a specific time. You know, there's still a lot of people who haven't acknowledged Doo Doo Butter Tony.
Doo-Doo Butter Tony.
If you don't know what that is,
check out last week's episode of Nerdy Show.
Yeah. If you were there, then more power to you. And all the champions of Doo-Doo Butter Tony, you know, like we all love Doo-Doo Butter Tony.
He's regretting trying to own that. That was a topic of conversation during our stream last week. Tony and I stream every week, usually Tuesday or Wednesday. It's usually start about 12 Eastern, but to be sure, check out the forums. I post every week what time we're going to be on and what we're doing.
And you can subscribe to specific forum threads. So if you do want to keep abreast about whenever Trench and Tony live stream a video game or in what they're live streaming, then just subscribe to that forum thread. We'll link to it on this episode's page. Doesn't get much easier than that. So remember, D&D Q&A this Wednesday, September 24th, 7 p.m. Eastern, the Microsoda Palooza. Saturday, September 27th, 3 p.m. Eastern. And if you want to ask questions for the D&D Q&A, head to the Nerdy Show forums. There'll be a link on this episode's page to where you can do it. And please, please, please call in. Info on how you can do all that will be posted on the day of the stream.
Everywhere.
Everywhere we can. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll be back with regular Nerdy Show programming post-haste. Taking us out, here's a cool track from a recent Kickstarter project going on right now. The game's called Band Saga, and it's a 16-bit musical action game that uses an in-game FM sequencer to create songs that influence level design, enemies, game difficulty, and color patterns. It's always changing. It's got this great Super Nintendo look to it, but obviously with the complexities of what can be done with modern game design. It's got a soundtrack by the designer, Roger Recadam Hicks, with guest musicians including Fez's Disaster Piece, Metroid Metal's Stimmage, Plants vs. Zombies, Laura Shigehara, Mega Ran, and more. So a phenomenal musical lineup, a very cool musical game. It's about two friends with an extreme love for music who set out on a quest to become rock stars. What they think will be a simple road trip to fame soon turns into an intergalactic fight for their lives. The game's soundtrack LP is available now, and the Kickstarter has only 9 days left. And as of this recording, is not quite halfway to their goal. It looks amazing, so help them out if you can. As a little bit of incentive, here's a track by Rekadam featuring Stimmage called Self-Modifying Code. Bye, I'm Cap.
And I'm Trench.
Hey you! Thanks for listening to Nerdy Show. We mean that. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at nerdyshow.com/store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of Nerdy Show, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks.